This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is a day to consider Mr. Willis Carrier. Born in 1876, he invented the modern air conditioner. That, given temperatures today in the Midwest, parts of the East here and beyond, a new study by the Union of Concerned Scientists says climate change will bring more extreme heat. There's health risks, dangers for crops, and Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports there's a calculation now about hot weather and productivity.
It's mid-morning in Washington, D.C. The heat and humidity are already oppressive, and it's not even the hottest part of the day yet. Justin Holland is a sign installer standing in the shade near his big truck. He knows what to expect on days like this.
You find yourself getting more exhausted sooner than just working a normal 8-hour shift. You'll be just as tired if you work 12 to 14 hours.
Heat not only affects how long you can work, but how well you can work. Solomon Chung is a public policy professor at the University of California, Berkeley.
As we have more frequent hot days, we expect economic productivity to decline. And this will be probably quite subtle because, you know, one day is a little bit hotter, you're a little bit less productive, but those days add up.
The International Labor Organization says heat stress linked to global warming could drain more than $2 trillion from global GDP. People work more slowly, need more breaks. Also,
that people make mathematical errors when the temperatures rise. And so if you're doing something that's sort of a very technical job, you might have, you know, errors creep in.
Jisung Park at UCLA has research showing student test scores drop in hot weather.
And if you work outdoors, much harder to protect yourself from either the productivity or the health impacts from extreme heat.
Glass installer Brian Herrera paused while unloading his truck to give me his heat safety tips.
I always wear a long shirt so I can protect my skin from the sun and use some creams and things for my face and on my body so I don't get burned.
He says he's used to working in this weather and takes frequent water breaks. Herrera says he can't work less, so he just tries to finish his jobs quickly.
I was thinking, like, gotta be fast, fast, fast every day, gotta be faster.
Because ultimately, the best protection from the heat is to get out of it as soon as you can. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.